Wilson, like a cork in the ocean over his head. Oh, my word!
This is a virtuoso performance. He will leave tonight and get on the team bus with a violin case. Over the top to Leno, and he's got speed.
Touched up the boat!
Oh, it came up behind him like a librarian. He never heard it. I'm going to say it, Bruce. That was centimetre perfect. What a kick.
Pleasure to catch up with the man who called his last grand final for Channel 7 on the weekend. It's a voice we all know and love. Dennis Committee joins me. How's retirement?
So far, so good.
What would you describe your emotion following that game? Because, first of all, the game was sensational, and the fairy tale story of the Doggies, and I'm sure we all got caught up in that and what happened there. And then you've got your personal emotions as well with your last AFL grand final.
Well, it was a long week, you know, and I found myself actually going into the game more relaxed than I've ever been because the week was a little overwhelming. It was funny. I thought that normally I'm a bit toey on grand final morning because, you know, it's a big game and a big telecast, but... It wasn't the case on Saturday. So a lot of things got reversed. I was doing more looking back than looking forward last week. But, you know, after the game, I spoke with Bruce on air there for a little while, and he's an iconic figure, and he said some nice things. But often flattery is hard to respond to. So I'm just glad that it all went well.
Well, Dennis, you're going out on top of your game, and usually when this happens and people talk about you and say nice things is when you pass away. But you're here for those accolades, which is a good thing.
I haven't tested anything this morning. I haven't taken my pulse, but yeah, I'm still going, and that's good to know. And yeah, you're right, though. Eventually, perhaps they'll resurface at some stage. But even then, that'll be nice too.
Now, your reason to retire... interested to know, is it down to travel? Are you just sick of plane trips? Because how many times have you flown over the Nullarbor there? And
since this competition started, you know, and that's it. I mean, I say to people, I really will continue pottering around in Perth doing bits and pieces, I think, you know, concerning football. I may even call some games over there, but not on television. But I don't know what I'll do at this stage. It's just that I have retired from travel. Some weekends I've been in three cities in the country and done three games. And you get to an age where you can have too much of airport. So when it really hit me, I think, was when I was checking out of the Hyatt Hotel. I was there for many, many years, and I sort of know where everything is, and I can find my way around there, and I know this staff. And that was the only time I felt a bit nostalgic, because it was almost an extension of my home.
Did you knock off a few things from the minibar because it was your last time, Dennis?
No, I didn't. No. I went out for dinner on Saturday night with Lee Matthews, my wife and his wife, and we had a terrific night. And that's name-dropping, I know, but you get to mix with some terrific people doing the job I did.
Don't worry, I'll be name-dropping after this interview, mate, that I got to interview you. So it's an absolute pleasure. Now, you mentioned it at the top, but I want to touch on your relationship with Bruce. Forgive me for saying this, but it's a very special relationship, isn't it, Dennis?
It is. It is, and one I will sort of cherish for all time. I mean, we're talking about an iconic broadcaster in Bruce. You know, like I was fortunate enough in the early days to work with Alan McGilvray on cricket at the ABC, and he was an iconic figure too. So you learn a lot from people like Bruce and Alan. Mm. But more importantly, Bruce is just a terrific guy. I mean, for the broadcaster he is, he's an even better bloke. And and broadcasting needs, as you probably know, Leroy, some trust in people you broadcast with. And this has been an association of complete trust and respect. And I'll miss him for sure. But then again, I'll only miss him on air because I'll have plenty to do with him off air.
Is there a sport that you wish you had called? And like a sporting moment that you thought, gee, that would have been good to call that moment?
Well, not the moment so much, just the sport in general. And every sport provides its moments. The sports I'm sort of really into, I suppose, are footy, cricket, basketball. I did a lot of basketball. I'm currently the number one ticket holder for the Perth Wildcats. Yep. So their season is about to begin. It's one season to another. That's been my life. And golf. I love golf as well. I suppose the sport I watch most on television is golf. I can't get enough golf. I find it sends me to sleep. I have to find my spot on the tape the following day again. But that's something I find very relaxing.
I could just imagine you saying, Adam Scott, a win for the ages in that Masters moment from a few years ago. I reckon it would have sounded better if you said it, Dennis. Don't worry about it.
He went in optimistically and came out misty optically. That's the one. Adam Scott walked into a tree.
Dennis, as a young man growing up and getting into radio and listening to AFL broadcasting, you've been an absolute idol to listen to. And look, I've got no sporting talent whatsoever, but just let a boy dream for 1 second. Do you mind just calling just 20 seconds of a game, including my name, with three of your most famous lines? Centimeter perfect, like a cork in the ocean, and that's ambitious.
Well, I think that's a bit of an ask. I'm in retirement now, Leroy. I don't think I can do that. What number do you wear, Leroy?
I'd be number 7, Dennis, of course.
Okay. What's your surname, Leroy?
We'll go with Martin.
Martin, centimetre perfect, drives it long up towards full forward like a cork in the ocean. No, you can't get on the end of your own kick, Leroy. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
That's ambitious.
It was ambitious by you to ask, Leroy.
Dennis.
Good on you, mate.
Good luck in retirement. Travel safely and enjoy time at home with your family, mate. What a career. What a performance. All the best.
My wife and I love Tasmania too. You're lucky to be down there.
You'll be welcome to travel down here. It's just a couple of plane flights from Perth.
That's the problem. Lovely to talk to you.